We're back at the Lemonade Stand with Bill Decker.
And Denise Conkey. The topic today is a top 10 list. Number 5. Death by tactical minutiae.
Ah, yes, tactical minutiae. Yep. That's an excellent word, minutiae.
You get so busy as a marketing department.
Tactical
minutiae. I mean, advertising really and the kind of paid communications mix is only a sliver of what a marketing department does. And marketing people in their department.
That was a sliver hand gesture she just made, by the way.
Teeny tiny little thing. But it's they do so much that one day they wake up and 3 years have gone by because they've been screwing around with all the crap that they got to do in a day.
I hate when 3 years goes by.
That's right.
You know, you miss bar mitzvahs.
Bit. You know, yeah. I'm older. How did that happen?
Wow, really?
So death by tactical minutiae, because marketing departments often do too much. Is a number 5 on why they fail.
Okay.
Number 4, you know, these are getting more and more important. I just wanted to say as we go up the ladder.
We figured that out.
Okay, I didn't know if you knew that.
The audience may not know the top 10 reasons,
but this they can.
Because number 1 is going to be the biggest, I'm
That's
assuming.
Right, okay. You got that right.
Okay.
You catch on quick.
I know. I'm
working
with you.
Number 4. Lack of competitive intelligence.
Ooh, lack of CI. Yes.
Yes, lack of competitive intelligence.
So they're in a box.
They're in
an ivory tower.
They look within. They go, here's our product, here's our product, here's
and
our
everyone
product,
will
here's
want
our
it.
Product. Who cares what your product is? Look at your market, look outside your box, look at your customer base, look at what your other competitors are doing and monitor that on an ongoing basis. It's not doing competitive intelligence once every 2-3 years, it's doing it every damn day.
Every damn day.
Every damn day.
So that speaks back to the differentiator, because the differentiator that you mentioned earlier could actually change.
Uh-huh.
If you're delivering pizza and your biggest competitor is delivering pizza, maybe you're delivering pizza in an insulated bag.
That's right.
Maybe you're keeping it hot.
Faster, or you know, you start looking at competitive intelligence at benchmarks over the course of time, you're not going to be able to react quick enough.
Dancing chickens delivering pizza.
To changes in the marketplace.
Okay.
Okay. Number 3. You ready?
Yes.
No strategic leadership.
Ooh.
No strategic leadership. That's kind of tied to a lot of the, you know, I'm too busy and I'm not trained.
Yeah,
and
give it to Charlie.
Like,
yeah.
But really, it's very few marketing people, the more and more. I mean, the bigger you get in a company, the more likely you are to have this. But
you have full strategic departments at big companies.
A lot of big companies have a sincere lack in strategic leadership. They don't know where they're going. They're unwilling to move an organization in a direction. And because they don't know how to figure out a direction.
So the organization needs strategic leadership as well as the marketing department.
The marketing department needs strategic leadership, and the organization does as well.
Okay.
And the marketing people should be actively involved in that decision making. Okay?
Okay, that's good. Number two.
Has to do with some of the other ones, but I'm pulling it out and making it separate. Nobody talks to customers.
Nobody talks to customers.
You know, marketing departments, let's say you're a marketer of a sub shop chain or a restaurant chain or a retail venue or a business to be, you know, do you walk in the door every day and go, you with the Big Mac, what do you think of that? No, you don't.
It's not nice to talk to people with their mouth full.
They're usually eating a Big Mac.
There's stuff shooting out, you know.
That's what marketing people need to do on a day-to-day basis.
MBWA, management by walking around. They've got to get out there in the customer's face.
And you got to do it all the time. And you will learn so much because you're not on the front line. You're in an ivory theoretical tower. And you need to get out of the tower.
Yes, get out in the street. Take it to the streets.
And what agencies and brand management companies will do is they call it account planning. But a lot of that is just going to eat where someone eats and play where someone plays and experience life as customers experience life. Well, you don't have to hire a brand management agency and an account planning research company to do that. You need to go out and do that.
So this is where SRC fits in, self-relevant criteria. Where companies actually sit there and say, we're making a better sandwich because we know because we like it.
Because we like
but
it.
But we forgot to ask the customer if they like it. We forgot to say, excuse me, we think we've got a better sandwich.
That's right.
Do you think it's better?
That's right. And you know what?
Stick
this in your mouth. And you have to talk to customers, but the thing that people forget all the time
is to listen to the customer.
Well,
yeah,
No.
Okay,
that's implicit in talking to them.
Okay,
that there's an interaction there. No,
I thought that was good. You could have left me with that.
That marketers forget is to talk to non-customers.
Why aren't you eating my sandwich?
We're saying customers. I didn't say it was your customers. Customers in general, people who buy sandwiches in general, go across the street to the Wendy's, go across the street to the other sub chain, and ask those people how come they're there and how come they're not buying your hamburger.
That's a great way to get thrown out of a sub chain. But you walk into my sandwich shop and say, why aren't you over there?
There are ways to do it.
I got Louie in the back. He's going to toss you.
You know, there are ways to
get out of my store.
But you have to talk to both your customer base
and your prospects. Yes, exactly.
Okay, we're up to number one.
This is it, the number one reason.
This is it.
We need a drum roll. Can we edit that in somehow?
CEOs do not support marketing.
Yes, absolutely. I can't agree with you more. That's it. You've got it. What does that mean?
The best CEOs that I have seen, the CEOs who know how to take an organization and move it in direction, are not containment people. They are revenue people. They are people who expand markets, produce revenue, grow businesses, and those people know marketing and support it and give marketing people the leverage, the resource, the budget to move, to grow, to help,
and
to
have a vested interest in what's going on.
And they have a vested interest in that. And
they're helping marketing win the wars internally with strategy, with finance. Yes.
They are integrated and they are alive and they are marketers themselves. And the CEOs who are containment, operational focused, I'm sorry, why your marketing department fails.
You know, under fun facts to know and tell.
Which we will do a whole segment on.
Here's an interesting one. That 60% of the CEOs of the Fortune 1000 came from finance. Very, very few come from marketing.
Well, you know.
And now you can see where the stock market takes us, because they're much more prone to stock market fluctuations than the marketing-oriented companies.
I would guess that those 60% are on the bottom. They're on the bottom. They're 400 to 1,000.
Yes, exactly.
And the top companies are really marketers.
The ones that are not as elastic. They sit there and they have a market position. And if the economy goes down, their sales may go down.
They can move. They can move. They can change. They can grow. They can adapt. They can brand extend. And they get what all that is. And it doesn't mean that those people don't have the ability to hunker down when you need to hunker down. But they understand that as a strategic tool, but not as a way to live your life.
These are the top 10 reasons why marketing departments fail.